We clapped it up as Coach folded the cardboard flaps of the box back. When I call your name, come get your uniform and go put it with your stuff. Then give me some warm-up laps, he said. Then, one by one, he called each runner forward. I was standing next to Lou, and when Coach called his name, I gave him a way-to-go nudge. He grabbed his gear, then jogged back and gave me five. The jersey, which he held up, was electric blue with gold letters across the front. Defenders. Underneath the word was a picture of a fist clenching a wing. It would go perfect with the silver bullets. I liked it. No, I loved it. Sweet, Lou sang out. Man, I said, not really believing how good it looked. Coach called out name after name. Outlaw, Speed, Lancaster, Farrar, Bullock, Fulmer, McNair. And after every name, I'd say to myself, waiting, Crenshaw, 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 Tate, Crenshaw, Hayes, Crenshaw. But Coach went on and on until he got to the last uniform, my uniform. But he never called my name. And that's it, Coach said. That's it? I knew my eyes were bugging. That's it? Everybody was checking their jerseys out, putting them in their gym bags, or jogging around the track. But I was still waiting. What about me? I asked. I didn't understand what was going on. Where were my shorts? My jersey? Where was my uniform? Oh, Coach said, as if suddenly remembering that he had left me out. But how could he have left me out? I had proven myself. I was pretty much the best sprinter on the team, at least one of them. Whatever. Didn't matter, I thought, because I had reminded him. Oh, right, I have something for you, Ghost, Coach said, digging back in the box. When he pulled his hand from the brown cardboard, he wasn't holding no electric blue dopeness. Instead, he was holding a piece of paper folded into a small square. What's this? I asked. Unfold it and see, Coach said, his face changing, falling into that familiar look of disappointment, the way Principal Marshall's face does whenever I've had an altercation. I unfolded it as quickly as I could because what the... And what I found on that piece of paper was the most shocking thing ever. It was a picture of me dashing from the sports store, a close-up of my face, and underneath it, in red, big, bold red, was the word shoplifter. I looked up at Coach. My tongue had suddenly turned into a stone in my mouth.